Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Josh sent me a story out of England that's fascinating because I think that the same questions could be asked here regarding our money. And money's been in the news a lot lately because, you know, some places don't take cash anymore. Some places do. Do they have the right to refuse it? We've talked about all of these things, but the question simply is, how much cash is in circulation? And better, does anyone really know? So the Times UK ran the article, take note, 50 billion pounds in cash has gone missing. 50 billion pounds in cash. Now again, this is going on over there, but America would be similar to have the question asked, but it would be a larger question because I think we've got a larger economy. So Andrew Elson wrote the article for the Times, and he says that at least 50 billion pounds of banknotes, the equivalent of more than 1,000 pounds per adult in the country, has disappeared from circulation, according to the spending watchdog over there. So they've actually done the math and said, we think this much money is unaccounted for and missing. In a report published today, the National Audit Office says that demand for banknotes has increased continuously over the last 20 years, despite the fact that the use of cash has dropped by half. It's been cut in half in the last 10 years. And they add that no one really knows why demand is increasing or where the missing money is going. So theories include that people are storing the cash, hoarding it away, because savings rates are so low, and people have lost faith in banks. Don't forget, there was a financial crisis not too long ago, and some big institutions failed that we never thought could. Now, low inflation also means that stuffing the cash under your mattress might not be that bad of an idea in some respects. The report also speculates the notes could be used in the shadow economy or taken overseas by criminal gangs or tax evaders. There's also likely to be a significant, though unknown, number of lost or destroyed banknotes. I mentioned before I found 20 bucks one day walking on the street. It was in a bank envelope. I found cash laying on the ground. I've seen a $20 bill laying on the ground. Picked it up. Seen a $10 bill laying on the ground. Okay? So if I didn't pick those up and no one else did, it might get blown into a ditch, covered up with debris, and rot into the ground someday. We don't know how much of that happens. The report quotes figures from the Bank of England that show in 2020 there were a record 4.4 billion notes in circulation, mostly 10s and 20s, with a combined value of 76.5 billion pounds. Now, this is an increase of more than 14 billion pounds in the past 5 years. The report says that the latest estimates from 2018 suggest that only between 20% and 24% of the value of notes in circulation are being used or held for actual cash transactions. A further 5% are being held in reported domestic savings. That's the wad underneath your mattress. And the remaining 70% or more are missing. Missing. The report works out the 50 billion pound figure by applying the 2018 estimates to the notes known to be in circulation in 2020. The watchdog criticizes the Bank of England for the lack of reliable information on what has happened to the money. The question is, how would you figure this out, though? Can you do some kind of like census on the money? The report states the bank, working with other public authorities, should improve its understanding of both the factors that are driving the increase in demand for notes and also who is holding the approximately 50 billion pounds worth of notes where there is currently a lack of information. This might help inform wider policy, for example, on tax evasion. Yeah, but it's going to be kind of hard to figure that out, though, isn't it? Do you really go up, excuse me, are you hiding any money? Do you pay all your taxes? Are you perhaps pulling some tax dodge with cash? We need to know so we can get a better informed public policy. If one in 20 of the missing notes is genuinely lost, and if it could be found, that would represent a windfall of 80 pounds on average for every adult in the country. The watchdog's report also documents the declining use of cash generally and urges the government to adopt a more coherent approach to maintaining supplies. And of course, there are always segments of the society that use cash. I mean, it's. I know people are saying that they think a cashless society is coming, where it'll be forced upon us. I don't think that'll happen anytime soon, but that's just my opinion. Kind of like when I said that Skyfall was not my favorite Bond movie. When I said it wasn't my favorite Bond movie, I said it was my opinion. Only pointing it out because I've had some people very, very angry with me explaining to me that my opinion is not a fact. Interesting concept. It says that 10 years ago, cash was used in 60% of transactions, but by last year, that had fallen to less than 30%. Forecasts suggest it could be 10% by 2028. The report notes that the COVID-19 pandemic may have accelerated the decline. It says demand for notes and coins fell by 71% between early March and mid-April, although usage has been recovering now more recently as businesses have begun to reopen. The watchdog points out that the older people and those on low incomes are particularly likely to rely on cash and that they have suffered a 17% reduction in free-to-use cash machines in the 2 years leading up to December of 2019. The decline in cash use is putting pressure on the system because many costs involved in cash production and distribution are fixed. So if you got an ATM sitting there and it gets used, okay, if it gets used less and less, it still has fixed costs to just sit there. And so a bank or an institution that has it there might go, is it worth having there or not? Or if it's getting used less and less, but our costs are the same, do we have to charge more for people to use it? That's one of the problems here. Gareth Davies, head of the National Audit Office, said, as society progresses toward the wide use of digital payments, the use of cash in transactions is dwindling. It may become harder for people to access cash when they need it, and those without the means to pay digitally will struggle if cash is not accepted. HM Treasury now works more closely with the public bodies and the cash system to achieve the government's goal of safeguarding access to cash. However, the approach is fragmented, and it is not clear that the action being taken will keep up with the pace of change. So, summary is that the government puts money out there. They print money, and they know it when they print it, and they put it out there. Question is, where does it go? And, you know, once it gets into circulation, you can track some of that and ask, you know, institutions, how much cash do you have? But the problem, of course, is a lot of cash is unaccounted for. And that amount of cash is apparently quite large, according to the British government's own investigation. I'd be curious to know if they've ever done anything like this for America, because obviously our economy is a lot larger. And I suspect that a lot of the money leaves the country, and a lot of the money gets hidden, and a lot of the money gets lost. And the shadow economy, people dealing with cash that doesn't appear on the books places. And so it's a very interesting question, simply because how would you answer the question? If you wanted to get an authoritative answer, how could you do it? Someone could go back, presumably, say, here's all the money that the U.S. has printed, right? And then say, okay, here's all the money they've taken back. So they do take back, you know, dollar bills that have gotten in rough shape, and they scrap those, theoretically. So if you take one number and subtract the other, you get this other money left over. Where is it all, though? Where is it? And some of it probably is squirreled away. Some of it probably has disappeared. Some of it's probably been buried and will never be recovered. And you ask yourself, though, how could they ever find this out, you know? And the question is, what if you did a hard reset? And whether the U.S. would ever do that with dollars, I doubt it. But it happened in Europe, for instance. Some European countries had their own currencies and decided to go to the euro. And so they announced that here's a drop-dead date. Up until this date, you can use our currency. But after this date, suddenly everything's got to be the euro. The paper currency becomes worthless. Now, the coinage is a different matter, because coins might have some value to them in and of themselves. So for instance, if you had a walking Liberty half dollar, if they declared these to not be legal tender anymore, I'd still keep it because the silver value, it has that value. So coins in Europe, regardless of whether or not they're pre-euro, post or whatever, might have some intrinsic value from their metal content. Don't know about that. But the paper money is the question. So if you're in a country that has paper money in circulation, and they transfer over to the euro, how much of the paper money got transferred and how much of it didn't? How much of it didn't? I bet that'd be a fascinating thing to look at. So, bigger question though right now is that England has pounds in circulation, and they've got pounds that were created that don't appear to be in circulation. Where'd they go? Likewise, in America, dollar bills and dollars have been printed for a long, long time. And I suppose we could probably ballpark how many of them should be out there. But the question is, how many of them are actually out there and, you know, getting their exercise? So will we ever find out? Probably not. But it's an interesting thought exercise, if nothing else. So Josh, thanks for sending it. Great story out of the Times of London. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a bar. The rabbit says, "I think I might be a typo."